This is the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. I'm Sharon Betters, and we are continuing on our pilgrimage fueled by hope. Today's devotional is called, I Can Do Nothing on My Own. Today's treasure is from John chapter 5, verses 19 and 20, and verse 30. So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. About a year after our son Mark's death, I continued to wrestle with how to reconcile God's love with his sovereignty. Though the words on the pages of the Bible often looked like black marks on a white page, I knew there was no other place that could direct my thoughts or school my emotions. I started every day searching for hope in the Word, lamenting my need for Mark, and begging God to break the ache in my soul. One morning I prayed, Lord, I need you, but I don't feel like I know who you are anymore. How can I walk with a stranger in this land of grief? In my spirit, I heard God say, if you want to know me, get to know Jesus. Read the book of John and follow Jesus along the dusty roads of Galilee and watch him interact with people. I know some of you are cringing at the thought of me saying I heard God speak to me. But friends, please understand how much I needed to hear God's voice speak truth and love into my broken heart. In my helplessness, I ran to him, beating on his chest and begging for hope and comfort. And friends, he spoke through his word and those quiet times with him. Those intimate moments led me to camp out in the book of John. There I saw the humanity of Jesus, his tender love for broken people, his patience with his disciples, his compassion, and own grief over the death of his friend Lazarus. Repeatedly, I heard him say that he could do nothing on his own. He depended on his Father to instruct and lead him. He came to earth to do his Father's will. Jesus' response to the question of whose sin caused a man's blindness encouraged me with God's sovereign love. Our scripture for today's treasure resides in the middle of a description of Jesus interacting with Pharisees, people who wanted to kill him, as we read in John chapter 5. Confidence in his Father's will shielded him from their cruel and bitter criticism. Friends, in the middle of life happening, Jesus doesn't fear his circumstances or their reaction to his work because he knows he is about his Father's business. He is depending on his Father to guide him. Who is guiding you? Do you start your day acknowledging your helplessness without him? If not, try starting your day with these words. I can do nothing on my own. Father, please guide me. And oh Lord, we need you every hour, every minute we need you. Thank you for showing us how to run to you, our Father. Whether the sun is shining or darkness covers our souls, make your words our mantra. I can do nothing on my own. I seek not my own will, but the will of my Father. Friends, thanks so much for joining us on our pilgrimage fueled by hope. And you know, sometimes, and most likely all of us are going to experience really broken places in our lives. And that is one of the reasons why we produce our Help and Hope podcast as a means of coming alongside of hurting people with the help and hope of Jesus, right from the lips of credible witnesses of God's faithfulness. And this week, I want to introduce you to Gail Roper, who wrote this beautiful book called A Widow's Journey. Not only has Gail written this book, but she has written over 50 other books, and she most recently released a book of prayers for the widow's journey. So I am so excited to introduce to you Gail and the encouragement that she has for widows on this pilgrimage, fueling our pilgrimage with hope from the testimony of someone far ahead of us in the journey. You know, has a widowed friend ever said, I wish you could understand the loneliness? how every minute I'm reminded I'm alone, how I long for my husband's touch, his protection, sitting across the table eating, watching a movie together, going for an evening walk, running errands. I'm so alone. And you wish you could understand too, but you can't. In our podcast this week, Gail is going to share with us what it means to be a widow and how she has learned to walk by faith in this very hard place. The books that she has written are for widows, yes, but I have to tell you, they're also for those who love the widow, because she takes us deep into the heart of those everyday mundane moments where the loss is so great and yet God's grace is greater. So make sure you go to helpandhopenow.org, click the Help and Hope link, and look for my conversation with Gail Roper, A Widow's Journey. I'm Sharon Betters. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And remember, wherever you go, that God is sovereign and you can trust Him.